Welcome to Victorious Life. It's a wonderful morning, and I want to start with a question this morning. And the question is this. What is the most effective way to reach somebody for Christ? Or to reach a sinner for Christ? The Bible says we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So I'm not meaning that in a derogatory way. We are sinners. But how do you reach somebody for Christ that's just going along his way? There's many perspectives that I've seen in the body of Christ, and I've heard people talking about evangelism. A few years ago, I was talking to a man of God, a pastor, and he said, "Well, we don't want people to preach and say, you're going to hell." When I heard that, I thought, "Wow, that's very, very interesting." And what do we say to people? In the sense, if you were in the Twin Towers when the airplanes had flown into the Twin Towers and they were burning, and people had to be evacuated, in that moment you just have to shout, "Fire, get out of here!" And that's basically what the fire the guys from the fire department did. They were telling everybody, "Get out of this place." And the thing is if there's an urgency, because people's eternity, their souls are at stake. And so what is the best way? And I've heard that again and again, especially in our time, where people say, we don't want to talk about sin and tell people they're going to hell and all that. And where does that come from? And I can tell you where that comes from. The reason is because there has been a lot of loveless preaching. In other words, where people have, in anger, because their people are not responding to the gospel, in their frustration, in their anger, they have resorted to, threatening people, saying, "Hey, if you don't repent, you're going to hell." The fact of the matter is that's true, but the other side of it is this, and here's. Here's the core of the whole thing. When we present the gospel, if we are just presenting the gospel mechanically, we will almost always fail. If you read through the Bible, read through the gospels, again and again you read Jesus had compassion on the crowds. He would go out of his way to take time for them, because he said many times he saw they were like sheep without a shepherd. And you read again that Jesus, he had compassion on the crowds. You see that Jesus wept. The thing about it is that there's one element that's often missing in evangelism, and that is, we're not trying to convince somebody to think like we think. That doesn't help anybody to think like I think. What we're trying to convince people is to surrender to God and to receive eternal life. We want them to walk the streets of gold with us one day. We don't want to miss them there. We don't want one day when we get to glory that people are missing, people that we love, people that we care about, and anybody. We want them to be there. And when that drives you, a heart of compassion, things change. I read a story of Dr. Chapman. He was a pastor, probably the early 1900s, and he was in a certain town as a pastor preaching, and there was this one young man that was just really hard to the gospel, and he didn't want to come on too strong to this man, and so he weighed his words very carefully, but one day it didn't let go of him. He just said, I have to go drive out to the guy and visit him and tell him about Christ. And so he got on his horse. This was one of the circuit rider times. Got on his horse, went out to talk to this young man. And when he got there and he started to talk to him, the young man was very angry with him and basically cussed him out and said, you blankety blank preacher, I don't want anything to do with that, and never come and talk to me about this again. He was mad at him. And so Dr. Chapman just turned around and left him and rode away. And while he was driving back home, it was a very, very cold winter morning. He caught a terrible cold and was sick basically the whole winter. And after that, he changed his ministry and became a traveling evangelist and was traveling all over preaching the gospel. And 10 years later, he was in a town. He was holding a meetings in Saratoga, and I'm not sure if this is Saratoga, Florida, but he was in, and he saw a man coming down the aisle at an altar call, and the man asked him, "Do you know me?" And he said, "I don't know you." He said, "Well, I'm Benedict of Schuylerville. I'm the man who cursed you when you drove away, and you drove away from my home 10 years ago." And he says, "I didn't want to become a Christian then, but I do want to become a Christian now." And so Dr. Chapman asked him, "Well, what changed?" He said, "I tell you, I never heard a sermon that touched me. And I've never heard a song, a Christian song, that ever touched me. But," he said, "it was your tears." He said, "When you turned around and you left and you had tears in your eyes, those tears have never let me go. I haven't had a day of peace since that day when you left my house." And you see, the thing that's often missing in evangelism is that heart of compassion, where we really care about people. We don't talk down or negatively because we hate them. We talk and warn because we love them. We want people to come to the knowledge of truth. And oftentimes, it affects us so much that we do have tears. And we weep over people because they need to come to Christ. And this is the thing that's so often missing in evangelism and missing in the ministry generally. You know, God is looking for ministers who know how to weep and carry God's burdens. You know, where are the pastors that will pray through the night and cry through the night because they are really burdened for the people in their community, because they're burdened about the sin that's happening in our generation? Where are the people that are passionate like that? And that's what God is looking for in our generation. People that can cry about sins and it affects them so deeply that they become emotional. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 126, verse 6, "Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying their sheaves with them." You see, the evangelists that are often very effective are the ones that know how to weep for souls, the ones where God has touched their heart and touched them so deeply that they just can't go on living the way they used to live. I remember an encounter that I had with God 20 years ago, or probably about even more than 20 years ago. But it was, and I've shared this testimony before, but I was in the mountains in Austria, and I was fasting and praying, seeking the Lord, and the Lord showed me a vision of the narrow gate in Luke chapter 13. It says, make every effort to enter into that narrow gate, because there will be many that will stand in front of that gate, and when the gate is closed, God will say from the inside, get away from me, I don't know you. And people will say, Lord, but we were part of you, we had fellowship with you, and we knew you. And God will say to them, get away from me, I don't know you. And I remember I was reading this while I was fasting, and suddenly God gave me a vision. And I saw people in front of that gate, lost and crying. And you know, my heart, I began to weep. It was such a deep sense of grief in my soul. My soul hurt. This was like for 1.5 hours. It was a deep encounter of just weeping for the lost. And you know, that's the thing. These are the kind of things that will change a generation. These are the kind of experiences that we need. We need to be able to weep for souls, weep for people who are in strongholds and can't get out of bondages. We need to be able to weep for the sick that are so desperate and no doctor can help them, and they're deformed, and there's so much brokenness in humanity. We can't do that in our own strength. We need the Holy Spirit. And you know, it's the touch of the Holy Spirit that gives that passion. You can't do it without the touch of the Holy Spirit, without the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And so I want to encourage you today, be a person that carries the burdens of God, that is willing to stand in the gap for their generation and take the gospel personally. If people are not coming to Christ, take it personally and begin to seek and fast and pray and say, God, things have to change. God looks for people that are forceful people, people that are not willing to take no for an answer, people that will stand until they get a yes from God and say, God, this generation must have a touch or we've lost it. And that's what God is looking for, and He wants to use you. Hallelujah.